Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees.
Don't want to ever go back there. I was actually in the city coming in from Victoria, and that was a shocker when I landed, I tell you. My vehicle, I let it warm up for over half an hour there, and rode back home and didn't really warm up in the vehicle until I hit Fort Capel halfway home. So yeah, we don't want to go there. But anyways, I guess we got no choice, and we got warmer temperatures looking forward here next week there. Over.
Yeah, absolutely. The weather has just been a complete yo-yo up and down, and pretty rough starts, actually, the winter when you get that, those kind of wind chills and double dips, digit dips like that. It's kind of miserable to deal with, that's for sure. I really hate the ice, because you're basically, I guess if it warms up, maybe it'll kind of go away a little bit next week if the temperatures get up there, but generally speaking, we're stuck with that stuff until something. Hanging around where it gets a lot of ice like that and those cold temperatures keep it around for us. So, yeah, I don't know. I lived in British Columbia twice and in different places. And to me, I'll take the minus 40 with the sunshine. Anyway, I gotta have my sunshine. Gotta get my vitamin D. Over.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, usually that's what we're stuck with. There's ice all winter. But this year, it's not as bad, and thank goodness. So, and it's never going to warm up here until probably May now, end of April, May. So we'll be all right this winter. But yeah, most winters, 99% of them, we have ice to deal with all winter long. So I know all what you're talking about there. And yeah, it's always nice to see the sun out, brings up a guy's day there. It's not so gloomy and dull there.
Yeah, since Randy and them want to talk for a little bit, I'll just drop them before the net WB9CSP.
Guys, all from. This is Kilo Charlie 1, Victor Lima Kilo.
Yeah, WB9CSP. The name here is Richard in Paris, Texas. Over. Good job. How is the weather in Maine today?
It goes like this. It is overcast and 32 degrees. How is it down in Texas?
Yeah, it is 53, and it's kind of sunny, but it doesn't know what it wants to do.
Yeah, well, if it was 52 degrees up here in Maine, this time of year, we would be seeing heat waves for sure. Definitely heat waves. Yeah, so these days don't have it too bad. It's a little bit warm. It's good. 52 is not bad. Over.
Yeah, it definitely makes it feel nice when it's warm in the day, because the nights down here are still pretty cold. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I don't like the summertime, though.
snow, we're snow for 2 weeks ago up here. And we had about 5 inches. But it's just so cold too, so it didn't melt. And we're still looking at it, but looking ahead, the next week is a couple of days and a fog even rain, so we'll take that any day. That's a semi heat wave up here.
Yeah, it definitely makes it nice when you get a singing heat wave.
So anyways, we'll say 73s and have yourself a good one and good on the sausage making. VE5, Romeo Echo Victor, mobile VE5 RJM, we'll be monitoring. 73. 5, Foxtrot, Delta Tango. Mark, long time no here, VE5, Foxtrot Delta, oh gee whiz, FDT, Tango. How you doing? VE5RJ, I'm Randy in Kenora.
I guess I'm just going to have to leave Canada disconnected for today. They want to come in, they can come in themselves. They seem to want to be talking to each other a lot. So, it's all right. But, yeah, so, what is the main thing you like doing in Maine?
Richard, this is Dennis, K4PU. I forgot your call already, but you are hooked up.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could hear me because when I connected earlier, it dropped out a couple of times.
Well, I've got my shack torn apart. I mean, literally torn apart. I got hundreds of wires everywhere. I'm completely reconfiguring everything, so it probably was that. But I'm going to leave it alone for the next couple of hours, so you should be fine.
Yeah, I'm on my backup All-Star node for today just to make sure it's working correctly. That's with the 60825 is what you're seeing if you looked at your Supermon Allmon page, just so you know.
Well, QSL, well, I hope you have a good net. I'm off to church, and it'll disconnect by itself at the end. Wish I could hang around, but church is at 4 o'clock here, and I need to get going. So, 7-3 for now. It's good to talk to you, Richard. This is K4PU clear.
Roger that. I'll be here. WB9CSP. And K5CG, I didn't forget about you. I heard you in there.
We're trying to get up to Avonlea. Rain got there. Reschedule that for the spring or early summer when we get up there. Yeah, I was, they were talking about it here one day, I think it was the day after you guys went up that way, and yeah, I heard that the roads weren't very, very good for travel-wise, so might have to try again another time, but looks like it's not going to happen probably until spring now, summer. Back to you.
Yeah, I won't be so there because we can't get up there now. I suppose it's getting through, but I'm too old to go through that adventure right now, so I don't think I'd want to do it.
Yeah, Roger, just like the rest of us, hi. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's cold here. Minus 31 when I woke up this morning, and I don't know what the wind chill was, but I ended up shutting off a couple of repeaters here so nothing would happen to them. So there you go. They're not well insulated like that one in Arcola there. Hi. So I don't know. We might have to come up with some kind of idea for these repeaters, similar to what you guys use there in Arcola. Get ourselves an old fridge there and use that. But anyways, it's all good. Nice talking with you there, Art. And hopefully that something can be done there with that Evan Lee repeater next year. So that would be something that a lot of people would be looking forward to for sure. So anyways, VE5 RJM, back to you.
Randy, did you look at the time? WB9CSP, VE5RJM.
But we'll maybe stand down here for the net. And I think I heard Marvin there, VE5OceanOcean, for a quick few here before the net. There's another net coming on here. All the everything net there, Marv. Good to hear you on here. You're picking something into the repeater, but I think I picked you out there. We have Art on the side here too. The E5 Fox Trot Golf Tango. Go ahead, Marv. The E5 Ocean. Well, it's either you can't get in anymore, or else my ears are deceiving me there, Art. But anyways, we'll look forward to getting Marv on the system again here. But there's a net count on, so San Juan will say 73s. Back to you, VE5, Foxtrot Golf Tango, VE5 RJM.
This is Echo 5, Romeo Juliet, Mike Grid.
Yeah, I copy you.
Talk to Marv, he's okay. You probably heard it, I don't know if you did, but he just had a flu shot and he was sick for a while. And he did know about the modem or link in Arcola that went down there. Over.
Yeah, roger. So he knows that we're back up and going there again, so that's good to hear. All right, well, thanks again for doing that there, Art, and we'll keep in touch. VE5, Foxtrot Golf Tango, VE5 RJM, 73s. VE5 RJM, we'll be monitoring and listening for net.
WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Alright, good afternoon everybody, WB9CST. My name is Richard in Paris, Texas, and before we start, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Alright, that's always good when there's no emergency or priority traffic. If you have an emergency during the net, call break and we'll get your traffic sorted. I'm on NetLogger. If you guys have that, it's on there. So that's how I take my check-ins and write them down. So today's question, I think I'll make it, if you had one rare island you would want to go to, what would it be? And with that, I'll start taking short times and mobiles. Any short times or mobiles coming out?
And 4ZCV, Ralph in Georgia.
Hi, Ralph. How are you doing today? How are things in Georgia? And what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Okay, good evening. Oh, good afternoon, Richard. Yeah, I don't know if I'll be back for the 7-3 round, so I'm going to say short time. I'm working on a project outside, taking advantage of the weather here. We've got a nice day today. About 60-something, and tomorrow it's going to drop about 50 degrees to down to the teens. So, yeah, I've got a project. I said today's the day I need to do this outdoor project. I don't know. I had an uncle who lived on, my great uncle lived on St. Croix. He kind of liked it there. So I don't know, maybe some Caribbean island like St. Croix. Definitely no rum shortage on St. Croix. I remember my mother went and visited one time. She brought back a bottle of rum, and it was like, I don't know, like a quart bottle of rum, maybe a half, maybe a liter, I don't know. And she paid something like 69 cents for it. It was several years ago, you know, decades ago, but... Yeah, I don't know. We on our honeymoon we went to St. Thomas on a cruise. We stopped there. I don't know. I could do Puerto Rico too because it's just as nice there. But U.S. territory, English, U.S. money. So yeah, one of those. Maybe Puerto Rico. All right. Back to net control, WB9CSP. Hopefully I'll be here for the 7-3 round. We'll see. N4ZCV.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for checking in there. I put you down a short time for the time being, Ralph, just in case. So thanks for coming in, and if I don't hear you, have a good rest of the day. All right, so general check-ins. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in to the Everything Net? Come now.
WA8, WFH, Whiskey Alpha 8, Whiskey Foxtrot Hotel. WA8, WFH.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa, K6VV.
General Wyatt 06, Charlie Zell Hotel, visitor, checking in, enjoying the net.
Yeah, the digital station, Kilowatt Echo 6 Victor Hotel. Did I get that right? Alright, I think I missed the digital station with a 6 call. The station coming in on digital, try it again. I've got WA8WFH Johnny and K6VP Daniel, but I missed the station coming in on digital.
That might have been NATMM, November 8, Tango Mike Mike.
All right, Chris, I've got you. I'll try one more time, and then I'll come back and try and get them. The station connected to the Sunflower Network on digital. If you can still hear me, can you give me your call one more time, please? I think I got Kilo Echo 6 Victor Hotel, but I think I messed it up.
It's Kilo Echo 6 Charlie Zulu Hotel.
All right, got it that time. Kilo Echo 6 Charlie Zulu Hotel. Got it. I'll come back to you in just a minute. Thank you for clarifying. WA8WFH, good afternoon, Johnny. I don't think I've heard you check in here before, so welcome to the Everything Net. How are you doing today? And today's question is, what would be a rare island you would want to go to?
Yeah, this is WA8WFH. Yeah, this is the first time I've been on here. I'm just getting reconfigured and reset up here. I think the last time I was on anyhow, I think I was in Minneapolis. Well, now I'm in St. Paul. And there's a story behind that, which we'll do later, maybe. Now, an island I'd like to go to. That's a good question. Well, my mom always wanted to go to Hawaii, which I wouldn't mind doing. And then I'd like to go to some of the British Isles where my ancestors are located. I'd go to each and every one of them, and then I'd go with the winner. How's that sound? yeah. This is WA8WFH.
It sounds like a good time for Johnny. Johnny would like doing that. Thank you for checking in, Johnny, and glad you made it on. Don't be a stranger. If you can make it, we are here every Saturday. Well, I try to be anyway. Let's see. Daniel, K6VP, I'm looking at my both my All-Star nodes, and I see you're on 42707. Good. It's working. Glad to see that it's working. How are you today? How are things on the West Coast, and what would be a place you would want to travel to? Go ahead.
Well, I'm doing okay, and I'm not really sure if I'd want to travel to any of those far-distant islands. It seems like they're all getting hurricanes and tsunamis and all that sort of thing these days. I grew up on an island in the San Francisco Bay next to Oakland called Alameda. And their weather always seems to be cooler in the winter, in the cooler in the summertime and warmer in the wintertime than it is where I'm at now in San Jose. And I wouldn't have moved to San Jose if it hadn't been for work. So I'd probably still be living there. So I'll say Alameda. I'll take that one for my island. K6VP.
Roger that. Yeah, good to, that sounds like an interesting one. I've never heard of that one before, but it sounds interesting. Good job. And thank you for checking in here. Let's see, a new person on the list who I got to come over today. Chris, N-8-T-M-M. How are things in Missouri today, and how's the weather, and what would be an island you would want to go to, a rare island? Go ahead.
Okay, hi, this is Chris, N-8-T-M-M, first time on this net, and to answer the question, I would go to Malta. That is an island I actually visited this last October on a work trip, and I would love to go back. It was very pretty. It is south of not sure I'm making it through. How am I coming through?
Yeah, you might need to check your battery. It sounds like you're holding and dropping.
Okay, I went to a different radio. So anyway, the island of Malta, I'd like to go back there. I went there this October, and very beautiful place. It's south of Sicily. And yeah, it was very cool. I had a lot of large civilizations come through there and rule it, like the Romans and the French and British, but it also had a significant impact on World War II, so that was kind of interesting. But it has a very Greek-looking mantra to it, a lot of limestone, so... Very pretty. But yeah, if I could go back there, I'd love to explore that a little more. Other than that, just trying to get some things done around the house. As one of the other gentlemen said, it's temperatures are dropping, and they're dropping significantly here in Chesterfield, Missouri. We're right now at 20 degrees, and we're going to be down near 1 degree Fahrenheit. Here shortly, so it's getting cold. Let me take a pause.
You checking in?
And I got cleaned up the fireplace, got the fire going, and getting some shopping done and just various things around the house, getting ready for the holidays. So I will hand it back to Matt. This is N-8-T-M-M.
Roger that. Who is that checking in on Hazel Park?
Kilo 5-3, uniform.
That's who I thought it was. Just wanted to make sure. KF8UU has got you. I got one more before you. Chris, thank you for checking in. And, yeah, there's a 7-3 round as well. So let me get this digital station, UU, and I'll come to you next. So KE8 Charlie Zulu Hotel, WB9CSP. Good afternoon. How are you? What's your name and location? And what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Yes, what about the internet? This is Kilo Echo 670 Echo, Robert Ruffin, Fontana, California. Coming through, I had to switch modes on my Insta 817 now. And, things are going out here, almost 80 degrees, and I don't know how the rest of the business I've never been to it with being alive. I've always wanted to go, I've never been. I would like to go at least once and visit and enjoy myself during the summertime. That's all you. And I caught the next day by, actually the next day is right here. TGR 73, and enjoy the net. 16 years over here, beautiful Fontana, California. We are in 17, man.
Yeah, roger that. Say that one more time. I don't mean to have you say it again, but you ate the microphone on that mode, so a lot of it was distorted, so back off the mic a little bit and try it again. Most of what you said was distorted. Over.
Okay. I hope this is this much better?
A little bit hot, but that's a lot more better than it was. If you want to say what you said again, please, I can understand you now. Over.
Yeah, that was that speaker, Mike. I don't know what's going on with it, but anyway, I said I'm new to the net here, located in Fontana, California, about 80 degrees over here, beautiful, and coming through M17 mode. And the island I would love to visit is Hawaii. I've never been, and I've always wanted to go, and that's one thing I will do. I am going to try to take a trip over to Hawaii during the summertime. Back over to you. KE6CZH in beautiful Fontana, California.
Perfect. Do not change your audio. I can understand you perfectly right, whatever you're doing. And welcome to the net. Thank you for checking in. There's a 7-3 round if you can stick around for it. Thank you for coming in on M17. I'm glad to have another digital check-in. Let's see, where am I on my list? KF8UU, good afternoon. How's the weather up in Michigan? And what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
KF8UU, weather is very, very cold here. It's supposed to drop down tonight to 5 degrees below zero. Right now it's 21 degrees, very cold outside. Anybody want to send some heat to Michigan? Well, it's coming by the end of the week, but we can use some heat up here to melt this snow. Aye. The rarest island I want to go to, I agree with that gentleman, but I'll probably never make it there, is Hawaii. Back in that control.
Thank you, UA Jeffrey Peter. Thank you for that. Yeah, it seems Hawaii might be a popular answer, it seems like. So thank you for checking in, and good to hear you again. Thomas, hi, Thomas, if you're connected somewhere in this mess of connection, KN4EWT, WB9CST. Good afternoon, how are you? How's the weather there in Tennessee, I think is where you are? And the rarest island you would want to go to. Go ahead. I guess Thomas isn't there yet. Let me put him in a different spot and tell him to connect somewhere else. That way he knows. I need to figure out how to do that on NetLogger to tell people how to come to a different connection. There we go. All right, I'll give Thomas a chance to come back. But while we wait for him, I'm at the bottom of my list again. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the everything at WB9CSP?
Make that a Whiskey 8 Tango Oscar Yankee. John in Madison Heights.
Wisconsin. K6 Joe, Linda, California.
KF0SYV, Iowa.
Ooh, Chad, you are not in good luck. Handy Ham's decided it's going to get that thing going on with it. So I'll come back to you last. I saw you key up. So I'll get you last. So hopefully that stops doing whatever it's doing. W8TOY, John has got you, Chad, WI9HF. Linda, K6GRL, and, I forgot how to say your name this time. Galen, yeah, Galen, KF0SYV, I've got you. So, hi, John, how's being a retired toy driver, and, how are you today, and what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Okay, well, you added the word rare, so I got a good answer for you. Yeah, it's kind of chill here. I think Les overemphasizes a little bit. My apps has been down to about single digits tonight anyway. It's going to be cold no matter what, and my cat is not going out anymore today. He is in until we get up above 25 degrees again. Everything else is going pretty good. We had a our local club holiday party this past Wednesday, and that was pretty good. We got a lot of good food and, you know, good chat back and forth and stuff like that. Well, that was good. And then tonight I have a union. I'm an ex-member because I'm retired, but we have a union Christmas party, which is for holiday party, whichever it is, which has really good raffles, let's just put it that way. Free raffle, you get a raffle ticket when you go in, and they raffle off all kinds of stuff that's really, really good. Give me a second, got a quarter here. Yeah, I don't think that one was ours. As far as islands are concerned, it is going to be the answer I gave you the other day, actually, because it fits in again. And that island is called Shimya, because you said rare. Shimya, S-H-E-M-Y-A. It's a 2 mile by 4 mile rock at the end of the Aleutian Island chain over by Siberia. Spent my military time there. The whole island was, I think it may still be, a military base. Air Force Base. But I spent a real hard year there, so, and I know they shut down my operation, so I'd like to go back and just see what it looks like now that most of the military is gone, or all of the military. Maybe there might not even be anybody there for all I know, I don't know. But I'd like to go back and just take a look around and, you know, see what it looks like after, you know, all these 18 years, because I was there in 71, so that was a little while ago. So that's my rare island. W8, DOI. Back to net.
Yeah, John has made static sounds when he let go of the button. yeah, but thank you for checking in, John, and glad to have you. That sounds like an interesting place. Let's see. K6GRL. Hello, Frau Linda. Wie geht's dir und wie ist das Wetter? And what would be your favorite island, rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Alright, yeah, hallo, it's Edmund. It's gut and 15.7 degrees. Here on the Central Coast, which for us is cold at this time of day. But it's nice, it's sunny. We had a lot of fog this morning. My house is a little elevated, and I was looking down on the street, and it was all full of fog. But it looks nice, and I'm not going outside. But, okay, let's see about your question. Well, it might not be an island, but it's unique. It's Belize. I don't know anybody who traveled there except I knew one person who said, if you want to get lost, you go to Belize. So there you go. That would be an interesting place to look at. Now, as far as an island goes, that's not so much travel either, is Mauritius, or Mauritius, as you guys pronounce it. And so it's off the coast of Madagascar, it's by not too far from Madagascar. I know the island from when I grew up, I learned that the most expensive stamp in the world came from Mauritius. So it always fascinated me. So I think that would be a place I would like to see. And it's rare in that too many people travel there. But a true rare island, I just read about it, is we are going to have a Ham Radio expedition going out there in March, and that is Sable Island, and that is off the coast of Nova Scotia. And so it's going to be active here pretty soon. I tried to see where it is. I just looked that up because I couldn't find the article. Oh, yeah, so they are going, the expedition is scheduled for March 19 to 31. So anybody doing HF, watch out for that. There will be a CY0 call sign. And, that's Sable Island is the name of it. It's Sable Island, S-A-B-L-E Island. And, they should be interesting. I don't think I can copy them from here, but they say, as far as rarity goes, CY0 ranks around number 59 on the Club Log's most wanted list. So there you go. Casey, I'll get to you, Richard.
There we go. I'll let everything reset and do its thing there. That's why I didn't come back right away. Thank you for that, Linda, and glad you're here. Now let's skip back up from Linda to Chad. Hi, Chad. How are things in America's Dairyland, and what would be a rare island you would want to go to? WI9HF, WB9CST.
Hey Richard, can't think of any islands. I'm getting arrow coming for us. Maybe Gilligan's Island, hi. Although I'm not sure I could stand Gilligan too well. He's an idiot. Anyway, the Florida Keys aren't really exotic, but they're kind of cool. So probably down to there. And it's about 5 above here in Gainesville, Wisconsin, and I just doing nothing today, suffering through a 7-day medication reaction, allergic reaction, which is not going to be discussed on the air, but it's been going on for 7 days, and it's not amusing at all. So, anyway, that's what I'm doing. Back to that. Give me a on your show.
Yeah, WB9CSP. Roger that, Chad. And thank you for checking in. And glad you were able to make it. Let's see. Wow, time is flying. KF0SYV, Galen. How are you today? How are things in the Corn Belt of the U.S.? And how's the weather there? And an island you would like to go to, a rare island. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Richard. Thank you for checking me up. It's a pleasure to be on the net, as always. Thank you for doing what you do. And it's about 12 degrees here and sunny. Gonna get down to -9, I think, tonight, so it's got a little chill coming through. Gonna be warmer next week. I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Hope you are as well. As far as the island, I'm not real familiar with rare islands. However, I've heard a lot about Hawaii and some of those islands, and I've not been out of the States, in fact, so I'm gonna pick Hawaii just because I know a little more about it than some of the others, so we're gonna go with that. This is KF0SYV, back to the net.
Good job, Galen. Yeah, I like that answer. I might try to make a trip there, but it's kind of like, I would want to go to one of the islands that most people don't go to, so that way, hopefully, it wouldn't be as expensive. But yeah, that would be kind of nice to at least spend a month over there, you know. Ah, warm weather. But thank you for checking in again, Galen, this weekend. Glad to have you. All right, that brings me to the bottom of my list. This is WB9CST in the EverythingNet in Paris, Texas. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now.
Victor Echo 5, Romeo Juliet Mike, Randy and Kenora, Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Quebec. In New Jersey.
KJ Todd, MW Tango, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Here in Gold 4, Alpha Quebec Uniform, Mobile.
Alright, now, there's one person I missed. I know who it is, and I can't remember the new call. Erica, Kilo Echo 9, what's the last part?
Delta, Yankee, November.
Got it. Kilo Echo 9, Delta, Yankee, November. Let's take the mobile first, and then I'll work the list down. Victor Echo 4, Alpha Quebec, Uniform. Mobile, WB9CSP, good afternoon, how are you? How's the weather in Canada? And what would be a rare island you would want to travel to is today's question. Go ahead.
Very much, my name is Rick. Weather minus 20 degrees Celsius. I'm headed southbound on Highway 11 between Saskatoon and Regina. The road is in good condition, and thank God it has stopped snowing. The island I'd like to go to is quite difficult to get to. It's Coco's Island, off of the coast of, I believe it's Costa Rica. And it is a kind of a diving destination, and it's you pretty much don't even go on the island. You're just kind of going the water around it. That's the one for my bucket list. The Draco 4 Alpha Quebec Uniform Mobile. I guess Wash is DD5. Back to that.
Yeah, I should have corrected that based on Randy's call sign being a Victor Echo 5. So, alright, I've got that corrected. Which, speaking of which, we'll go back up to Randy now. VE5RJM, hi Randy. How are you today? We already kind of heard the weather, so what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Well, there's a few, I suppose, but whether I want to go there or not is another story. I don't think so. I'm not one for islands. I don't care for being surrounded by water. Hi. I'd rather be surrounded by land. But, yeah, some of my friends have went to some of these islands and so forth, and they tell me stories. And, yeah, it's pretty nice by the sounds of it on some of these places. But no, I wouldn't go on an island there. Back to you.
Randy technically has an island in his country. It is one of the maritime provinces. So they do have islands in Canada. Just so everyone knows. Let's see. Okay, so I had to jump around and put someone in the wrong place, but I'll fix that, and then that will be Erica. KE9DYN actually comes next. So, hi, Erica. How are you today? Anything interesting today that you did? And what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Rare island. I'm making chili, so that's what I'm doing. That's my one and only thing I've accomplished really today. But rare island. I don't know about rare. I love Prince Edward Island. I have been there. I have been to Hawaii, and I like it there too. But they're not, well, that rare. Most. I'll never be able to go. And I don't know if it's one of those islands that you just stop in, walk around, and leave back like it's a cruise stop. But the Easter Island, and maybe the Galapagos, those would be kind of cool, but I'll probably never get there. And, is Tasmania an island? I can't remember. But that would be pretty cool, too. It's a lot warmer in all of those places than it is in Janesville, because it's like 3 degrees and 15 below. KE9DYN73.
Yeah. Crackle pop. Alright, so since time is getting away rather quickly, I'll take another short round of check-ins here and then I'll add them to the list and continue. So, anybody else wanting to check in before I continue with this list, WB9CSD? Alright. I didn't know time was getting away so fast, so I'll start the 7-3 round early and then call for some late checks. So let's finish this list off, and we'll do that. So W2XQ, I think I got that right, up in the New England states. How's the weather up there, and how's your day? And what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I found this. My name's Tom, and we're in
New Jersey, about 30 miles east of Philadelphia, in the indigenous area called the Pine Barrens. And it's not New England, it's between them. But there you go. Actually, the weather here is about 44. This morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was 18. But that's warm by comparison to what I'm hearing. We're supposed to have a 2 to 4 inches of snow, first snow of the this winter, rip through here this evening, but I frankly doubt it. Let me reset this. I don't know about rare islands. I've heard some interesting ones mentioned. My answer will give you a bar bet. There's an island in New Jersey, and it's Cape May. It's detached from the rest of the state by a big canal as part of the intercoastal waterway, so it qualifies as its own island, and we like it there. As Congress Hall on there, which was built before. Before the United States was the United States. But it's a good bar bet because most people don't know that. But back to net, and sounds like fun. Hope everybody stays warm, my goodness. W2X-ray Quebec.
Wow, that does sound pretty cool. I never knew that. Thank you for checking in, and good to have you. Let's see. Let me try Thomas, and then I'll go to the next station. KN4EWT, WB9CST. Thomas, if you're there, go ahead. And how's your day, and how is the weather there, and a rare island you would like to go to?
Yes, sir, Richard, I am here, KN4EWC. Sorry I missed you on the other round. I got busy there in the store. Couldn't pick up the radio. I'm just out here delivering pizzas. It is now bumped up to 55 degrees and beautiful and sunny out here in the hills of Tennessee. I'm kind of thankful for it, though, because I ain't ready for the nasty cold weather. But the way Tennessee works, man, it'll be 20 degrees one day, 60 and tornadoes the next day. You don't like it, just wait a little bit. I don't know of a rare island, to be honest with you. I hadn't thought that much into it. I'd rather go to Norway or something. I don't know. going well here, man. Thank you so much for picking me up. KN4EWT, you're doing a great job, buddy.
Yeah, so many connections. I've got 4 on one, 5 on the other. Wow. All right, let's move on to this last one here, and then I'll call for some late checks one more time, and then we'll start the 7-3 round. Excuse me. KJ5MWT, I think I have that right, WB9CST. Good afternoon, how are you? Name and location, and a rare island you would want to go to. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. This is KJ5MW Tango. My name is Andy, down here in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Weather is nice so far down here, but it's going to get cold tomorrow. So we're at 74 degrees right now, but we're looking to get down in the 20s tomorrow night. Day's going good. I won't chew up a whole lot of time with the net, but I would like to go to Trinidad and Tobago. I'm a percussionist, and I play steel band, and that's the homeland for that instrument, so that would be neat to see.
KJ5MW Tango, $73. Yes, it would, Andy. Then you could go to Jamaica, too, and sing about reggae and Kingston. But that would be cool. Yeah. Alright. So, I'll take one more round of check-ins, and then I'll start the 7th round, and if we have a little time, I'll go for some late checks. So, last round before I start the 7-3. Anybody anywhere wishing to check in, come now.
This is KKRBS, Jackson, Michigan. I wonder where this theater is located.
Victor Alpha 5, Tango, Mexico. Victor Alpha.
W9CSK. Hey, Richard, check me in. Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Victor Goff, Victor. Wick, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 73 Junior Net. I'll hang out.
Well, that was a pile-up if I ever did hear one. KR4GXO, I've got you. VA5TM, I've got you. W8OMC, check your connection. You're really robot-y, but I do have you. And KF4VCV, I messed up your call. I know you were talking to me earlier. So I'll come back and get you in just a moment. Let me go up to the top and get KR4GXO. Don't know if you've checked in before or not, but welcome to the Everything Net. How are you today? How's the weather there? And what would be a rare island you would want to travel to? Go ahead.
KR4GXO, GM, and TGK.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Jim. Yeah, I've heard of the Isle of Man. I don't think I've talked to anyone there yet on the radio, but I do know where it is. Interesting. Thank you for checking in, and don't be a stranger if you can make it. Let's see, VA5TM, I'm pretty sure I got that call right. Afternoon, how are you? What's the name and location? And a rare island you would want to go to. Go ahead.
Roger, roger. Good afternoon to everyone listening. Handler is Tom in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, Canada. Moose Jaw. And I always liked the idea of the island of St. Thomas, St. Kitts down in that area. Otherwise, back to that, VA5 Tango Mike.
Ah, interesting. I've not heard that one before. Thank you for the answer. Let's see. W8OMC. Let's see if I can hear you and understand you. Good afternoon. How are you? How's your day going? And a rare island you would like to go to. Go ahead.
That's okay. Very good. Here's W8OMC, Ken in Farmington, Michigan. Only about 12, 15 miles away from the repeater in Oak Park, Michigan. So the DART repeater that we say. Anyways, over here, like I said, well, via Echolink on the phone and a headset, so hopefully the audio is, I checked with the tester server on Echolink and it was okay, so, in fact, very good. So, anyways, I don't know, that's a good question. At this time of the year in the States, up here in Michigan, Tahiti, I guess, and of course, if... As long as things are stable, I wouldn't want to go to a country that's unsettled and has a political crapola going almost not quite, well, maybe worse than we've got.
Yeah, that wouldn't be any fun. Oh, thank you for reminding me. The station on the Ann Arbor 14523 repeater, that repeater is in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 145230, owned, I think, by the University of Ann Arbor, in case you're wondering if that station is still there. But thanks for checking in, OMC, and if you can make it again, don't be a stranger. Let's go to the last person on the list before I start the 7-3 round and try and get some light checks. And I know I messed up your call, and I talked to you earlier. KF4VCZ, the one in Myrtle Beach, WB9CSP. How are things at the beach? And a rare island you would want to go to. Go ahead.
I'll send it back to Net Control and say 73's 12. This is W8OMC, Echolink. Take care.
Yeah, roger that, OMC. I don't know what happened to you, by the way, just so you know. You were there and disappeared and came back, but I got that. So, all right, thank you for checking in. KF4VCD, I think I botched your call, but go ahead, over.
Okay, Richard. That's what we're talking about. My call sign. Yes. WB9CSP, this is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Victor Golf Victor, in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hope you're doing great. You're calling a great net. Good to hear from everybody. And the island that I have chosen is in a group of islands. If I had a choice of islands I could go to, I would love to go to the Galapagos Islands. It's in the South Pacific. It's practically on the equator. The exotic plant life and animal life over there, you cannot find that like that on any other place on this planet. And take the cruise over there. It would be fun to see everything. I've heard so many good things about that. But the Galapagos Islands, one of the islands or the others in that group would be a great vacation for sure. 65 degrees here in North Myrtle Beach. It's going to get very cold in the next couple of nights. The bottom's going to fall out. Very cool. So enjoy today. That's what I'm doing right now. So anyway, Richard, back over to you in the net. WP9CSP in the net. This is KF4BGZ. Over to you.
Good job, and thank you for checking in. All right, let me start the 7-3 round, and then I'll try and get some light checks. So don't worry, I'll try not to miss you. All the way up to the top to Ralph, if Ralph is still there. November 4, Zulu Charlie Victor, WB9CST, your turn at the 7-3 round. Over. Ralph might have had to step away, so I'll come back to him. WA8WFH, tongue twister there. Johnny, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. All right. Daniel dropped off my end, so I'll call him just in case. K6VT, WB9CSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Okay, yeah, I am here. I just went over to the Philadelphia hub, but it reports that it's using a more compressed audio codec, so I may not sound as crystal clear as I did last time. But anyway, I don't really have anything else to add. K6VP.
Sounds all right to me. Maybe a little grumbly horse-type voice, but I can still understand you. Thank you for being here. Our new person, one of them, N8TMM, Chris, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Well, thanks, Richard, for having me. Great net. Heard some interesting islands, a few that I've been to, and some that might have to add to the list. So very good. Appreciate it. Everybody have a good day. And I'll say 73, N-A-T-M-M.
Roger that. Thank you for checking in today, Chris. Glad to have you. Hope you can come back again next weekend. Let's see. Where is he? KE6, Charlie Zulu Hotel on N17, if you're still on N17. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
ZCD is here.
Right. Ralph, I'll give you your 7-3, and then I'll try the California hours. Guy again. So go ahead with your 7-3, over.
18 degrees.
That obviously wasn't me. Yeah, you know, I finished my project, and I was all thumbs. My light on the side of the house wasn't working, so I got the ladder out, and I was going to go up there and take a look, and sure enough, there was some corrosion in the little contact there. But when I was putting the ladder up, I hit the glass globe, and I broke it. So I went on Amazon to look, and a replacement globe is somewhere between $15 and $25. So I bought an entire replacement, the entire fixture, for $11. Oh, well. It's kind of like replacing ballast and fluorescent fixtures, you know, when you had those. You know, the ballast cost more than the whole fixture. But, any rate, yeah, I had something else I was going to say, and I can't remember what it was. Yeah, it's, by the way, the car says it's 69 degrees here. Man, it's going to be 16 degrees in about 24 hours. Yeah, we're gonna drop a whole bunch here. All right, yeah, I heard somebody else. I was listening the whole time. I had the phone in my pocket on Echolink. I heard somebody else mention the Caribbean. Yeah, maybe we'll meet up down there. All right, back to net control. WB9CSP. Enjoyed it, Richard. This is N4ZCV, 7-3.
Good job, Ralph. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. All right, let's try the other station one more time. Kilo Echo 6, Charlie Zulu Hotel. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
PHFK.
All right, I'll put Leonard down. Let me scroll down my list here. I'll let you take your turn since the other station isn't there. How are you? How's the weather there? And where island you would like to go to? Go ahead.
Hello, Richard. Good to hear you. So you have a good net again today. And the weather here is cloudy and a little dingy, cool, piles of snow, but it's not snowing now. And we're out shopping. I'm in the mobile. Farson Island, well, naturally, I'd like to go to Hawaii, but I'll settle for Belle Isle. make a POTA. There's a POTA act there on Belle Isle down here in Detroit River. But anyway, that's to be a little bit of facetious, a little funny if I can. We've had a full day here. I'm still out in the car, obviously, so we'll let you get on with your net. Good to hear you. Thanks for letting me in. This is ADHFK.
Yeah, roger that. When you checked in. thank you for checking in. Let's see, KN4EWT, Thomas. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSC. Right, Thomas must be delivering his pizzas, so we'll come back to him just in case. Let's see. John, W8TOY, your turn, 7-3 rounds.
It looks like most everybody picked nice, exciting, warm places to go for their island of choice. That is definitely not a definition of Shimya, I'll tell you that, especially in the wintertime. Oh, well, I guess I'm the strange one of the bunch. Thanks for running the net, Rich. I'll check in with you next week. This is W8POI. Back to net.
Good job. John has checked out. let's see. Let's go talk to our pair up in America's Dairyland. I'll include both. WI9HF and KE9DEY. So you both want to take your 7-3 at the same time, go ahead, WB9CSP. Chad or Erica, either of you still there? So you are, go ahead. WI9HF, WB9CSP.
Hello, Sierra 3 X-rays, late check-in.
Got you on the list, Enoch. I'll come to you in just a moment. K6GRL, Linda, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Guten Tag und Auf Wiedersehen.
K6GRL here. I just want to say that we had FM here several years ago. I cannot remember his call sign, but he went to the Isle of Man, and he was a motorcyclist. He was a ham and the motorcycles. I just cannot recall his call sign, but we did talk to him from the Isle of Man. He passed away since he became SK. But not on Echolink, he contacted us on remote hams. So we have a remote ham station here locally, and he checked in while he was on the Isle of Man. So I did talk to somebody from there. So, but everything else is just fine here. We went up by 1 degree since I last talked to you guys a few minutes ago. And it's still cold, 58 degrees. And so I hope everybody stays warm, and some of us have to try a little harder than others. But we're getting down into the 40s at night, so it gets pretty cold too. So have a good weekend, good week, and we'll talk soon. K6JL, this is Richard, W9CSV from K6JL.
Good job, Linda. Thank you for checking in, and glad to have you again this week. Let's see. KF0SYV, Galen, on IRLP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
good to hear everybody. It's enjoyable. I enjoyed the conversation, the question. You know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of islands I hadn't heard of. Anyway, y'all have a good week, and stay warm and safe, and hopefully I'll get to chat with y'all next week. Thank you, Richard, for running the net. I appreciate everything that they all do to keep this going. So, 73, KF0SYV, back to net.
Good job, and glad to have you, Galen. Let's see. Randy in Canada, VE5RJM. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Yeah, hello from the cold, wintry north here, Saskatchewan, Canada. Nothing else for net there. Just nice to hear everyone checking in, and learned some new places for islands. So have to check them out as well. All right, back to net. Thank you again for letting us off and checking in. This is VE5RJM.
Thank you for being here, Andy, and it seems my other all-star is working for now, so that is good to hear. Let's see. W2XQ. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Richard's letting all the relays reset. We'll say good afternoon to everybody. I noticed a different all-star link number than I connected to 577820. I wonder what that one is. Anyway, for those that are interested in other nets, when Richard isn't running his, I've assembled a spreadsheet that's on my website and on the amateur radio page. And anybody interested, welcome to it. All I ask is if their additions are correct, just let me know. It's my website, simply my call letters, w2xq.com. Richard, we'll say good afternoon to everybody. Yeah, it hurts. I've heard of most of these islands, certainly some interesting discussion. Back to you, I'm going to get it messed up. WB9CSDW2XQ.
Well, you got it right. And if you look in the AIM window, there is my website. So, you can look at mine, and I'll check out yours. Mine's just basic. I was tired of messing around with all these other websites like Weebly and Yolasite and WordPress, so I was just like, I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to get the website domain, even if it's Germany. And that's the end of it. So for now, it works. I don't have to keep trying to remember my password and do all this other stuff. I can log in, make changes, done, just how I like it. But thank you for checking in, and glad to have you. Hope to hear you again next weekend. Let's see, KJ5MWT. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFC. All right, VE5AQU, if you're still in range, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT.
Thanks very much. This is Victor Echo 4, Alpha Quebec Uniform Mobile, and soon I'm in Saskatchewan, stroke VE5. So I'm now traveling east on the number 1, and it's gotten colder. I've gone south. And it is now, I translated it for you guys, -5 Fahrenheit, so it's really cold. And all the talk of this warm island is giving me something to think about for the next 5 hours as I drive home. 7-2, everybody, thanks. I don't even know what frequency I'm on. I think
It must be Regina, but I didn't know I had it programmed in. So there you go. It's a wonderful surprise to be on the net. 73-VE4-ATU Mobile, 73.
There are multiple connections into here if you ever get the chance, digital and analog. So if you get back to your home province and want to check in, there are more than plenty of ways to do it. Let's try Erica, KE9BYN, WB9CFP. If you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
I am indeed still here. The chili is made, and I can relax. So, 73s to everybody, where you're cold. I feel ya, and where you're warm, you can enjoy that because you guys get tornadoes and stuff, and I don't like them. So, and actually, there are two islands that are in Wisconsin that are really good to go see when they don't have snow. One is Washington Island and the other is Mackinac Island. So keep that for your summer plans. 73's KE9DYN.
Good job, Erica. The female has now checked out. let's see. KR4GXO, if you're still there. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. Nope, didn't think so. Alright, on to the next one. Tom, I think it was, VA5TO, Try that again. Looking at the wrong call and combining them. VA5TM. WB9CFT. Go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Very much, sir. Presently, like Randy, my friend Randy up in Sonora, minus 19 here right now. So it's probably sitting around zero Fahrenheit. That's about all we have, just staying inside, trying to stay warm. Back to net, VA5 Tango Mike.
Good job. Thank you for checking in, Tom. Let's see, W-A-O-M-C, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over. Okay, I had to look at the HP repeater for a minute and find it. All right, he's gone. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Victor Golf Victor, I think I got it correct that time. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Over.
Richard and the net, Greg Net. This is KF4VGZ. You got it correct. I just finished unpacking from my vacation. I spent up in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and also up in New York City. And that was a great trip. One of the best vacations I've had. I was able to tour mid-Manhattan, Staten Island, did most of the walking. I walked about 5 or 6 miles. Check out some of the trendy places, the restaurants, and at the end of the night, I topped it off with a concert over in Staten Island at the St. George Theater. I went to see Foreigner in concert. Great time. Got back in at 2 a.m. the following morning. Spent about nine days up there. Now I'm back in South Carolina in the Myrtle Beach area. So, nice day, 65 degrees here, but the bottom will fall out in another day or two. That cold air coming down this way. But anyway, good night once again. I'll pass it back over to you, Richard. WD9CST in the net, KF4, Victor Golf Victor. Thank you.
Ah, but you should have stayed up there. It would have been cool if you would have came back down and he was like, yeah, this is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Victor Golf Victor. Thanks for checking into the net today. I picked up the accent from up here. How you doing? That would be fun. But thanks for checking in and glad you enjoyed your trip. Let's see if Leonard is still there. Leonard, AD8FK and Enoch, I did not forget about you. You are the tail end of the list. So AD8FK, 7-3 round, if you're there, WB9CST. Alright, I guess Leonard did a dash and run, but that's okay. Hi, Enoch. Sorry I didn't grab you first. I wanted to make sure I got everybody before they left. KS3X, how are you today? How's the weather there? And today's question was, what is a rare island you wanted to go to? And you can take your 7-3 all-in-one if you'd like.
WB9CSB, KS3X. Well, Richard, rare, I don't know. I would say if it's any island I'd like to get to, because I do have an acquaintance there that we see once a year at a the general meeting of the National Church Conference of the Blind, and they come from Hawaii to wherever we're having that conference, and this year it was in Philadelphia. And next year will be Tennessee. Now, they're willing to travel from Hawaii to these eastern part of the United States. I'd like to be able to get over there and visit with them for a while. And I think I'd enjoy the weather, too. In any case, we're looking forward to doing that one day. My wife shares that as well. She's been to Hawaii while I haven't, but she'd like to go back again. Let me unkey for a second here. And, Richard, the reason I couldn't get in earlier is I have a class from 1:30 to 2:30 on Saturdays. And it's about a half an hour, 45-minute ride home. And I just got near the door when I noticed the net was still on the way there. So I figured I'd sit down here and see if we can get a name on the roll there. Of course, you're doing a wonderful job with it, and glad to be able to check in and keep in touch. Well, the weather is pretty much the same across the Northeast here. We're looking for, they're calling from anywhere from 2 to 6 inches of snow this evening. I'm going out here shortly and put some salt down. I hope it's only a 2-inch depth. That salt will take care of it, and I can keep the shovel in the basement. Exercise and it might even help me stay cool and calm and collected. In any case, that's what's going on here at the moment. And if anyone would like to, I do have a net myself on Wednesday night on the, you can either access it to in D-Star through the peanut program, the Blue TV, or one of those fancy new radios that has D-Star on it, the 75 or the Mikey, or all out of my reach. But in any case, the frequency is REF-295A or XRF-295A. Either node will work. And it happens at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday evening. And we do some Bible study for half an hour to an hour, depending on interaction that goes on with the check-in. And Merry Christmas to everyone, and a Happy New Year. WB9CSPKS3X.
I like that. But others don't. Alright, Enoch, thank you for making the tail end. Alright, because of the time, I'm going to take one round of late checks, just a single round. So if you'd like to get in before I close, come now. Anybody, anywhere, any mode, WB9CSP.
And for ZCV, recheck.
Golf Mike Zero Uniform Uniform Bravo GM Zero UUB GM here Central Scotland.
All right, let me hold up there. Belize, your audio is really low. I'll try you in just a moment. Your audio is low. Graham, I got you. Ralph, I've got your recheck. Who was the in and out on the Philly system?
Yeah, good afternoon. Whiskey 3 Radio, Charlie W3R.
All right, I've got you. Let's see. Let me try the station on Belize again. The one who tried to check in on Belize, give me your call again. Gotcha. Victor 31, Sierra November. I gotcha. All right. Let me work with Ralph first, and then I'll go down. Ralph, go ahead with your recheck, and then I'll work from there. Over.
Okay. Very good, Richard. Thanks. Yeah, I'm mobile, and the CarPlay or something in the car took over with the Echo Link on the iPhone, and I just wanted to see if it was working. That's why I didn't check in when you called me the first time on the 7-3 round, because I got in the car and strange things were happening. But yeah, looks like it's I can do this. Okay, back to you, Richard. WB9CSP N4ZCV 7-3.
Beep, 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 beep. All right, it's working, Ralph. Good job. Thank you for testing it, and it works. Hello across the pond, neighbor. GM0UUB, WB9CSP. Long time no here since I've heard you check into my net. How are things over in Scotland? And today's question was, what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead.
Well, hi there, Richard. Everybody else on the net. This is GM0UUB. Graham here, Alloa, Central Scotland. And I thought this was my first time checking in to this particular net there, Richard, but maybe I've checked in before. But thank you for the reminder last night on my net about this net. It's fantastic. I've been listening for a while. Great to hear everybody out there. Lots of great comments, and yeah, so thanks for the reminder there, Richard. It's good. And put it in my calendar, so I'll never forget again. Anyway, I've got a couple of people I speak to on a regular basis out there in Trinidad and Tobago, and, you know, they just seem to be constantly saying, oh, we've got a holiday tomorrow for this and a holiday tomorrow for that. The music is great. They dress up so flamboyant. They know how to party. And, you know, that would be somewhere I would like to go. And the weather, of course, is a little bit different there than what it is here in Scotland. But anyway, thank you so much, Richard. You've done a fantastic job. I've been listening, and I'll be back. Thanks, 7-3, everybody. Back to you, Richard, from GM0. Thank you, sir.
comment.
Thanks, Q. Go ahead with the comment.
He got through the call very quickly. The GM0 station, I'd like to talk to him about his net when you close your net. W2XQ, thank you.
Roger that. I can make that happen. I'll make a few disconnects and leave you guys connected here. I've got two more, and I can do that. W3RC, don't know if you were an in and out, but I think you were, but if not, good afternoon. How are you? Welcome to the net. How are you? And say rare island you would want to go to. Go ahead. Okay, I guess he wasn't in and out. Last but not least on the list, from Belize, Victor 31, Sierra November. I'm pretty sure I got that right. Good afternoon. How are things in Belize? And what would be a rare island you would want to go to? Go ahead. Well, I guess they disappeared. Oh, well. There's always next weekend, which brings me to the closing. 25 check-ins today. I'd like to thank everyone who checked into the EverythingNet today. This is WB9CSP Richard. And if you'd like to find more information about connections or about the net, you can find it on my QRZ or my webpage. WB9CSP.DE, Delta Echo, and there's lots of connections on there. I try and keep it up to date. Give me a minute to disconnect everything, and XQ, I'll leave you connected. Just give me a moment to drop some stuff. WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 16 degrees.
EAOOZ testing.
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 14 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy,
12 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 10 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear. 11 degrees.